The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome, everybody. And some of you were here last night, I guess. Yes, just yesterday. And I was talking about this idea of abiding, dwelling, and loving kindness. That is just to marinate, maybe hang out in this natural capacity that we all have to be warm-hearted, to care, without any idea that we're doing it for a particular reason, that we're doing it for a particular outcome, but instead just an opportunity to abide and maybe drink up this warm-heartedness in some kind of way. So now, tonight, I'd like to talk about the opposite. That is, instead of this idea of dwelling in loving kindness, what about this idea of metta, loving kindness, in action? That is, out in the world doing things. That's born from loving kindness. What are some of the ways in which we might show up in the world? What are some of the actions we might do? What are some of the things we might say? When we have this background from loving kindness, this intention of loving kindness, whether we're experiencing it at that particular moment or not, but what are some of the things we might do? For me, I ordered some groceries for my mother, actually. My mom is perfectly capable of ordering her own groceries, but just kind of as an expression of my love and care for her, I used to visit her regularly, and now I don't. So I just ordered some groceries of her favorite foods, pineapple and avocado and these rainbow carrots. So I don't know what she's going to make with these foods, right? I didn't order things to be a particular meal necessarily, but I just wanted her to experience the delight of realizing, like, oh, this on my porch now are some of my favorite foods that are healthy for her or something. So I just offer that as an example. Or what are some of these things that we might do? Maybe I'll offer another one. There was a time in my life when one of my dearest friends, somebody I worked with. And for just to show my appreciation and love for her, I would sometimes sneak into her office and just put a few fresh flowers in there, just as a surprise. For no particular reason, you know, just for her to, it's always kind of a nice feeling, and at least in my view, right, fresh flowers are always a nice thing. So maybe I'd like to hear from you guys. What are some of the ways in which there's metta in action, loving kindness? We'll work our way towards a guided meditation, but maybe we'll start by taking delight in some of the ways in which each of us have have maybe offered some loving kindness in real tangible ways. So you're welcome to unmute yourself and share something that's been meaningful and helpful for you, the way that you've showed some loving kindness.
Hey, Diana, this is Michael. And because I've been sort of the last 8 days and my mom's on the East Coast and she loves to videotape me and watch me, what I did was, as an expression of metta, I did a fabulous curated box for her with a Dharma book, dark chocolate that she loves, a beautiful handmade hat from an artisan in Santa Cruz, and just a bunch of other fabulous treats. So in like 3 days, she'll receive it and on her front porch, and she'll call me, and we can open it together and have a little celebration.
Oh, that's beautiful, Michael. That's so sweet. I love this. Yeah. And I love that it's such a variety.
I felt so light and such joy pedaling to the post office to mail it. And, you know, it's just the whole experience was lovely. I love my postmistress and the whole bit. So anyway, thank you, Deep Bows, for everyone. And Diana, I want to thank you for all your beautiful teaching and the management of the year-long program and everything. I just am so grateful. I couldn't find your email, so I would have sent you an email, but now I will. In the public eye, thank you profusely. Deep bows to you, Diana.
Yes. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. That's very sweet. One thing that I like that you said, Michael, is this idea that you and your mom would open the box together. That's a great idea. I love it. So that you can be there and share in her delight. What a great idea. Anybody else want to share something?
Hi, Diana. It's so wonderful to see you and hear your comforting voice.
Nice, thank you.
I'll just share something simple. My husband retired just at the beginning of the shelter in place, and every morning he'd stop and have an omelet at a favorite place where he liked to stop, and said they made the best omelets. Well, I unfortunately never liked eating eggs by themselves, but I decided that I was going to learn to make a really good omelet. And so I got a recipe and I did it. And it was really nice to hear from him how much it meant to him, and that he said it was better than the omelets that he got with us. So, I've been keeping it up every morning. So I'm really glad I could do that. And it feels like I was gifting him something that he really would have missed otherwise.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have something they'd like to share? Susan Pratt, another Susan.
Another Susan. I like to go out and pick up trash. I live, I don't know if you all know, Natural Bridges State Park.
Down in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I live next to the pond and the Homeless Garden Project. And I find that kids, parents, community members really respond, and it starts kind of pinging. It's like, oh, hey, cool, thanks for doing that. And it's really nice. I also like making up care packages to give to people who are living rough. Because we have a lot of folks who are houseless. So.
Nice.
Fun stuff that uplifts me. Yeah.
Thank you. I love this. Helping, giving care packages for others and picking up trash. These are beautiful things. Thank you. Yes, Abraham.
Yeah. Hi. So my wife's granddaughter, I guess, had asked if she could have some roses to bring to her friend's place because her friend had brought her some flowers. And I get very puffed up with pride over the rose bushes. I'm kind of in charge of them, and they're really beautiful. So I went and picked a whole bunch because she's a really nice granddaughter. I really like her. And picked a whole bunch and put a wet paper towel around them. And she said, oh, you didn't have to make so many. So I was really pleased that this was really nice. And then the second thing was we have an apple tree and a plum tree. And they are so laden with fruit that I keep thinking the branches are going to break.
Wow.
And my wife does most of the work in the backyard with the gardens and everything. So I just decided to go and tie up some of the branches and pretend to be an orchard keeper who knows something about fruit keeping.
That's fantastic, Abraham. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, taking care of our trees. Yes. And sharing the beauty of the roses. That's so nice. Anybody else have something they'd like to share about metta in action? Okay. So maybe it's time. Oh, Phil, did you unmute yourself? Do you want to say something here? And then we'll go into a guided meditation.
Sure, I'll just be really brief. I was just so tickled because I had forgotten, actually, that I, for a while, I had been picking up trash, too. There's a little walk that I take through Mountain View, and there's one particular place that's accumulated a lot of trash. And over the course of several weeks, I would just pick things up, you know, as I was going by, and it got cleaner and cleaner, and it was really delightful. And I'd forgotten that I'd done that until Susan shared. So I appreciate that very much.
Mm, thank you. I'm feeling inspired. I'm going to go out and pick up some trash. Just think how this world would be, right? Our neighborhoods would be if all of us just did a little bit of that on a regular basis. Yeah.
And with everybody seeing everyone else do that and receiving that sense of care.
Yeah. Yeah. That sense of care. Nice. Okay. So maybe we can allow this good feeling to support us as we settle into a meditation posture. We can begin with taking three long, slow, deep breaths. And just feeling the breath. It might be that with the exhale, there's some letting go, some relaxation. Then allowing the breath to return to normal. Part of loving kindness practice is to also have a certain amount of ease. It's so much easier to have some warm-heartedness if we're not in physical pain or uncomfortable. So take a moment here to be comfortable. Just check in with the body. Is there a slight movement that might help, or is there a way that you're feeling balanced and upright and yet with some ease and openness? And to support our getting embodied and a sense of well-being, you can do a body scan. Be starting at the top of the body, the head, and paying attention to the area around the eyes and the jaw. These are two areas where we often carry tension. Not that we have to do anything, but sometimes just bringing our awareness to different areas is enough to allow some letting go, some relaxation, some loosening with the neck and the shoulders. The upper back. The lower back. The chest. Might there be a way in which the chest can be just a small bit more open? In a way that's still comfortable, just a really, really small movement, maybe not even noticeable to others. And the belly, allowing the belly to relax. Feeling the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Feeling grounded and connected. upper legs, the lower legs, the feet. Upper arms, lower arms, and the hands. What is it that the hands are feeling, touching? Is it smooth or rough? Is it warm or cool? Or just noticing? And then, what is the experience of having hands? The experience inside the hands? That is, there might be tingling, maybe pulsing, maybe a sense of warmth. Whatever it might be for you. And in the same way that we're sensing the handness, kind of like inside the hands, the experience of having hands. In the same way, can we notice the sensations of breathing? The movement of the abdomen. Or maybe the movement of the chest. Maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Resting our attention there. Just noticing what it feels like to exhale. Noticing what it's like to inhale. Nothing needs to be happening. We don't have to make anything in particular. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. And then to begin the loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy, uncomplicated, straightforward to have love, metta, loving kindness, friendliness toward. This might be an imaginary being, puppies, kittens, babies. For me, and I often see these goslings, they just make my heart leap when I see them. Or maybe there's a person that you have an uncomplicated relationship with that just bringing them to mind makes your heart leap. Or maybe it's something much more subtle, just a deep sense of appreciation and gratitude. Maybe it's not even as clear as that, just a sense of warm-heartedness when you bring this person to mind. We can use our bodily sensations as a support for our cultivating, tapping into loving kindness. Loving kindness has a quality of openness, spaciousness, warmth. It might be, it might not be also, but it might be that we experience it as physical, bodily sensations. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, we can repeat these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing yourself to feel into this well-wishing, this expression of care and goodwill. maybe refreshing the image of the lovable being. Maybe using your bodily experience to support you. If there's a sense of well-being or contentment, happiness, that show up maybe in the feeling of warmth in the chest or the belly. Maybe a feeling of greater ease or spaciousness. Allowing those experiences, those sensations, to get as big as they would like. The key word here is allowing. Not making or forcing. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then expanding, stretching, growing our loving kindness to include ourselves. The same warm-hearted quality, just making it a little bit bigger to include ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. If it feels awkward or stiff or uncomfortable, do loving kindness for yourself. Some people find it helpful to imagine themselves as a child, even a toddler, and to start there. Maybe you have a mental picture of yourself when you were young that perhaps you've seen in a photograph, or perhaps you're not finding it difficult at all. It just feels like a natural extension. Of course you would have loving kindness for yourself. whatever your experience is right now, can you have kindness for the person who is experiencing those experiences? You. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. It might be helpful to bring to mind some of the metta in action you've done, acts of generosity, acts of care. Acts of thoughtfulness. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. I'm gonna just mute myself here. Thank you for that. Thank you for indulging me there for a moment. I had to take care of something important. So I felt really uplifted listening to some of the ways in which you guys have done metta in action. And probably some of you have received some metta or some generosity, thoughtfulness, care, including things like giving somebody the benefit of the doubt, or maybe even helping the listening when they're feeling upset or something like this. So I'd like to break up into small groups and have an opportunity to share maybe one story, short story, of either where you've received care from somebody or you've offered care. And there are countless ways in which we can do this, in which these show up. So. And if that feels uncomfortable, if you're not quite ready to talk about that, you can talk about maybe how that meditation experience was. Maybe there was how that was to sit together. Maybe you fell asleep and you were bored and couldn't wait for it to get over. Or maybe you did find some certain more ease and well-being, whatever it might be, whatever it might be. So I'm going to put you into some rooms. There'll be about 3 or 4 of you per room. And then, of course, I always say this, and then some people leave. So sometimes there ends up just being 2 people per room. And just an opportunity to talk for a few minutes. Let's see here. For 12 minutes, maybe 11 minutes. Okay, great. Have fun. So welcome back to everybody. Would anybody like to share? What was that like to talk about some of these nice, warm-hearted things, actions that we've done in the world or that we've received? Or to just talk about your meditation practice, how that was this evening. Yes, Trudy. Let's see. Do you want me to unmute you? There we go. Oh, now you're muted again.
Okay, now I'm unmuted.
Yes.
Okay. So I talked about receiving because it's a new experience for me to be at the receiving end. I've been the caregiver for a long time. So it's wonderful. And then Michael talked about how wonderful it is to give. And I got to see my side and the other side, and it's all so beautiful.
Nice. Thank you, Judy.
This is Michael, and there was another really sweet component. One of the women shared that her daughter adopted a senior and did some sweet things for the senior in the community, and it just warmed my heart, and I didn't get to tell her that, so I hope she's listening. And I just had huge mudita for hearing about the experience and what went on.
Nice. Thank you.
And it also warmed my heart that this college kid is such a kind kid.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
If I can just chime in. So, it was my daughter, and it's adopt a senior in high school. And I think it's in San Mateo County, and it's all on Instagram. And you just pick these students, and it says where they're from college. And so, you can buy them like a little gift just to help them feel a little more special. So a lot of the kids are sad about not having a graduation ceremony. And then there's no prom, which, you know, girls, that's like more important than graduation. So, I thought it was a really cute idea. And it's all the different high schools in this area.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yes, I've heard of this thing called...
Again, I really appreciate you sharing that.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was I've heard of this thing called COVID kindness, where people are, I think, maybe on Instagram, I'm not sure, the same type of idea where people are really helping each other out. And it's very sweet. Anybody else want to share something?
I'll go. My group was talking about how this time offers more spaciousness to get in touch with people that we normally wouldn't connect with. It's kind of broken everyone out of a routine. So that act of just reconnecting with, you know, the people that were obviously always around us is kind of a really great blessing of all this weirdness.
Yes. Yes. I received a text from somebody that I hadn't spoken to in maybe a decade. And it was just like, oh, it was such a delight. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Maybe one more. This is somebody would like to, it can be either a story or it can be just how it was to hear stories. Yes, Susan Pratt.
Hi, our beat, our Natural Bridges is closed until 5. So I get to touch the beach and then run back here. It tells me how valuable this is to me. That this really gives me something to anchor my emotions and spiritual self throughout the day, knowing that I'm gonna have this. My hands are only a little bit sweaty from the breakout group. So I didn't even fight it. I was actually happy that we were going to do that. This has been so positive.
Oh, great. I'm happy to hear this. And I'm happy you hung in there. Sometimes I know for me in the beginning, breakout group, what, are you kidding? And Zoom, I'd be out the door. But thank you for participating. Okay, so it's 7 o'clock, and I want to respect your time, but maybe there's a way in which the way that we kind of tapped into some of the ways that kindness exists and the way that we can show kindness to others. Maybe it uplifts our hearts and allows us to uplift the hearts of others. Thank you. Oh, and maybe I'll unmute us all. Get ready, so it'll be a little bit loud, and we'll just say good night and goodbye and that kind of thing. So there we go. We're all unmuted. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Be well. Be safe.
Thank you, guys. Yes.
Okay. Take good care. It's metta.
Metta. Sending metta. Lots of metta.